This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutan is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Polish man here. On the Odyssey.
All throws is
KFXX, KWJJ, Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey.
And the algorithm we're using is not perfect.
This is going to be
Odyssey
awesome.
Sports Station. The Fan.
Good afternoon.
You were not wrong. The algorithm we're using is not perfect.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Glitch in the Matrix.
Happy birthday, Oregon.
Hey.
What are we at, like 166 years old today? 167?
Yeah, because I think 1859, is that right?
Sounds about right.
I believe so.
Sounds about right.
Hey, we are here. It's been a day on these airwaves. We will not be dropping in and out like the herd was earlier. Well, hopefully. Actually, I just spoke way too soon on that one. Hopefully, we will not be.
You jinxed us.
Yeah, we've been rolling back and forth here. Usually, we're here like 3 minutes early because I looked over at Rust and I said, "Enough is enough. This needs to stop."
Yeah, that was kind of a rough hour there.
That was really bad. And what this is we believe it is sun outages.
Yeah, it's the sunspots, sun flares.
Yeah, we get
Mercury's in retrograde,
messing with the satellites.
Radio on the national shows goes from ground to outer space, back to ground. And sometimes you don't get enough of that sunshine on those solar panels on their satellites. And it gets weak. And that's where you get the bleeps, the creeps, and the sweeps.
Mm.
That's Spaceballs reference.
It is. Very nice.
It's a Spaceballs reference right out of the gate.
A little Michael Winslow for you.
Yep.
So we're being jammed.
We weren't here yesterday. We got canceled yesterday.
Not like most people get canceled.
No, I drove all the way in. Rust was already here.
Oh.
I could see the building, and Rust called me and goes, "Yeah, well, you can turn around."
Yeah.
All right. It was hairy yesterday getting in.
Mm.
And at that point, I left far too early, just give myself enough time. And it's usually like a 20-minute drive. It took me like 45 minutes. You could drive it.
My drive-in yesterday, it wasn't bad at all. I got here quick. I got here about 8:45 because that was before things started getting hairy.
Okay.
And then, 11:30 when I left, I was the last one in the building. Oh. And, then it took me, it was almost an hour to get home.
Yeah. It was the right move.
Oh, yeah.
It was the right move.
There was a 0% chance I was going to make it in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
even today, it took me a little over an hour to get here.
Shout outs to the ODOT folks, though, because they tried their damnedest. And look, it was like today.
Mm-hmm.
It only took me like 5 extra minutes today. And that's impressive. They did a round of applause. I like our ODOT folks. Our ODOT folks are working their asses off.
I throw you under the bus more often than not. You did well on the freeways.
That's right.
And you're not responsible for the
way to go, dudes.
The highways out by me. I will say, did you see the videos coming out of the massive humanity on I-84 yesterday?
No.
Holy crap.
Oh, really?
I mean, just cars jackknife or trucks jackknifed and cars on the side of the road. Oh, like 84 was basically a parking lot.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's about standard.
Yeah.
It's about standard. We also, our hills, they definitely get
bad.
They're in play.
Yeah.
You don't realize how hilly we have it out here until all of a sudden you start driving. It's like, oh boy.
Yeah. I had a sales guy come out from North Dakota to come take a look at some stuff at my house, and he did not come because he went, oh, The hills here are a problem. I go, yeah, it's not flat enough to stand on a beer can and see another state.
Yeah, yeah. We're like, well, I didn't like Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's like, well, here's the thing.
Yeah. Undulation.
Elevation.
Yeah.
Elevation. It changes here often.
It's so funny. I had so many friends that were from the Southeast when I was in the military, like in like the Appalachian area.
Yeah.
And like hearing like what they would call mountains, I'm like, I don't even think we would call that a hill on the West Coast.
No, they don't. Like that was a lot of the Big Ten schools coming out this way this year.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, wow, these mountains are impressive. It's like, those are hills. The mountains are the ones, we call the mountains the ones that have the big snow on it.
Yeah.
It's the big triangles you see out in the distance. Those are mountains. Everything else you see.
Those big solid rock pyramids.
Is a hill.
Yeah.
Everything else, hill.
Yeah.
Mountain, you can see.
And even then, like, I don't even think we call something a hill unless it's like really big.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I mean, a hill. Like, I mean, anything that goes up, I'm going hill.
But you know what I mean? Like, in Beaverton, you've got, like, Weir Road. Like, that's like, a hill.
It's a deep cut that I don't know, and I'm a Westsider, so really? I'm assuming there's...
You don't know Weir Road?
Weir Road, it's like 22% incline.
Yeah, it gets up there off of Shoals Ferry.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, though, is when you start talking about things got to get pretty big before you start calling them a hill... That's Cooper Mountain. Is that really a mountain?
Well, yeah. It's
I mean, it's a pretty darn big hill.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure it's quite a mountain.
Big hill.
That's the hill that Beaverton trained on in the summer for ever. I have
Weir Road.
Yeah, I have just horrible memories of doing bear crawls backwards up that hill.
And then you also got what?
No reference.
You got Sexton Mountain.
Sexton. Yeah.
And then what? Chehalem Mountain isn't very far away either, is it?
Like, yeah. No, that's over there, Newburgh area.
Yeah. See, I feel like those should just be like the South Hills.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Because it's not the West Hills.
Right.
I'm not here to argue hill versus mountain.
Mm.
I think we all know.
Not making a mountain over a molehill?
No.
Mm.
It matters in driving in snow. So we are here. We had, dude, I didn't see any of what was going on the roads yesterday because my neighborhood's, we got a hill in like the park right next to my house. It was a sledding extravaganza yesterday. Dude, it was fantastic. Just to see like kids just coming all over. I have two little entrepreneurs in my home. They saw a sale on hot cocoa. This was back in like early October.
Mm.
And they're like, we're going to buy this.
Get this now.
Now. And they bought that and then they bought cups off of Amazon.
Mm.
Dude, they had a hot cocoa stand. Because our house, if you're going to that park, you got to go right past our house.
Oh.
A dollar per cup.
Mm.
Guess how much my kids made selling hot cocoa yesterday.
$75.
Nah, it was 50.
Okay.
$50 they made selling hot cocoa yesterday. It was, there were two kids that were just walking around like with shovels. They were going door to door. Well, hey, $5 a piece. We'll shovel out your driveway. It was like, guys, this is going to melt tomorrow. Yeah. They're like, hustle's real. You know? They were on it, and they got $5 each, came right over to the hot cocoa stand. I'm like, this is it right here. You guys, this is a little taste of America right now. You work hard, then you just go blow that money, buddy. You need to be more fiscally responsible.
Yeah, we've got Herbert Hoover Park right there in Newburgh, and it's where they play the disc golf.
Sure.
But it's got like... It's the sidewalk, and then it just basically drops off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And the kids were...
That's what you do.
It didn't even cross my mind that would be a thing. And that, like, that's where everybody, like, it was like a...
It's a big, steep death hill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's how it usually goes.
But, I mean, it was a sea of humanity.
That's right.
And I was like, that's what we got going here.
Killing
okay,
it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, we got like two short streets about a block in either direction that are a good hill.
Yeah.
That we're down on the bottom side of. And yeah, those are always busy at snow time.
Yeah. Dude, like in the kids, like this text, Vancouver 4 text line, my son is in the Beaverton School District. They just weaseled their way into a 6-day weekend.
They did.
I mean.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. They don't have school Tuesday either?
They don't have school Tuesday. I don't remember if it's an in-service day.
Wow. Solid day. Yeah, my kids got the 5-day weekend, and they went to bed on Wednesday night, and it was like,
we're not having school tomorrow, right? We're like, probably not, but you never know.
Beaver had made the call last night.
Well, no, I'm talking Wednesday night.
Oh, gotcha.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
My son, I kid you not, when I say he kicked the door open to our bedroom at 7:10 a.m.
Like just Big goes, Bird?
Like, he kicked the door open.
Popping in like the Kool-Aid man.
And goes,
oh, yeah.
He's in there. He's in nothing but his skivvies. And he just goes, freedom! At 7:10 a.m. And I was like, what?
Freedom from life here.
He was like, he goes, hey, 7:10, you guys didn't wake me up to go to school. We don't got school, do we? And I was like, you know, buddy, you're right. And he's like, freedom! I was like,
two Christmas breaks, two holiday breaks.
No, it was
cool. One week, man.
Oh, boy. It's just like boys are wired differently.
Yeah.
He was just so in on no school. So I don't, he's like, there's no way we're going to school tomorrow. And I was like, well, you never know. He's like, nope. He knew 5-day weekend was coming. Mm. He's living his best life right now.
Love to see it.
Oh, it's great. And then, you know, this is when, as a dad, you could become neighborhood legend, right? You go full send down that hill, too. You could do it. You could do it. I'm just watching, though, and I'm going, oh, boy. Some of the dads,
they went for it.
Feel it tomorrow. Yeah. They are going to. Today, I guarantee they're not going back to that hill today. They're going to be in some pain.
I had somebody ask me if I wanted to go snowboarding in a couple, like not this weekend, but in next weekend. And I was like, look, man, I would love to. My hips have both been rebuilt.
Yeah, you're not going to. Yeah, that's not it.
I'm like,
that's not a good life choice for you.
I'm not even talking about hitting the park. Because I grew up snowboarding and I'd go up 50, 60 times a year during the winter. Like that was one of the things I loved to do in the winter. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to go. And even if I kept it chill. Because I think I'm at the point where I'm not dumb enough to not be chill about it. You know, I just rode down the mountain. The way I would feel the next day,
yeah,
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, I feel like you could have just ended that with, I got injured at a football game that I wasn't playing in. I think that's your, any one of your friends that, okay, I get it. I get it now.
The one thing I've got going for me now, I'm going to do the battle balls.
I don't know what that means.
You know, the big inflatable balls that you get inside of?
That is the worst idea.
I'm doing it during a timeout.
You're going to do
it? At the game.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Blazer Todd, if you're listening right now, you need to make sure that waiver is,
oh, no, it's signed. Yeah,
is concrete.
Yeah, I told them I will sign whatever waiver you need. I'm sick and tired of watching these people fail so miserably at it.
Well, here's the thing. Who are you going against in the battle ball?
Can we set
one of these up?
Yeah,
for...
Look, I said I'll open it up to all comers.
Okay.
Here's your chance to hit me.
All right. Who do we want to see Danny go in the battle ball against? That's the question. Is who does Danny go in the battle ball?
Look, I'm taking on anybody as long as it's not in Dominican suit.
You're going all comers in this.
Yeah, we're leaving NFL players out of this.
Yeah.
How about American gladiators?
I feel like it's got to be, like, I think we need somebody else in Blazer Media.
Yeah.
And then you guys can just go head to head.
But here's the thing. There's nobody in my weight class there.
Yeah, well, no. No, that's true. But it's like, who from... I love Chad. Chad would just go flying across the court.
Oh, no, Chad is already...
He'd be in the 300 level.
He's already opted out of that.
Yeah. Fentress would be a great one. Yeah. I mean,
Fentress would get rolled because leverage alone is his problem.
Yeah, yeah. Fentress is a strong guy, though. He was a college football player. Yeah. He used to claim that he was faster than Kenyon Barner and LaMichael. You challenged him to races when he was covering Oregon. So maybe that one. Hiking, that wouldn't be good.
No.
That would not be good,
not
for,
good
Sean.
For Sean.
That'd be bad.
Sean is very clearly opted out.
Holdall would go flying.
Yeah. Yeah, Casey's been running, man. He's lean now.
Yeah, yeah. He'd go flying.
Yeah, it's not a lot of folks. Even if I dropped a significant amount of weight, there's still not a lot of folks that are.
I just feel like the wild card here for anybody going up against you is that your hamstring and or hip could give out from the baseline to mid-court where you're going to meet.
Look,
and at that point, if you, like,
I've been working on staying loose.
You would get going, and if that leg goes and you tumble right at the wrong time, that could be a bad look,
just
dude.
Just get absolutely folded. Just get tacoed. Because here's the thing. As broken as I am, I'm still a very large human.
Yeah, you are.
Who is still very strong
and
whose legs are 6 inches long.
Yeah.
Leverage is not going to be a problem.
Yeah, but in the bubbles are like the equalizer, though, in that unless
you got to get the forward lean.
Unless you're going up against like a 7-footer.
But no, I've broken this down. Mm-hmm. Hold all's thing is the half-court shot. Mine is the battle balls.
Yeah.
So many of these guys, they run, they're standing straight up.
Yeah.
There's no lean. There's no pelvic tilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you got to get low.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a battle ball?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
I feel like we all would say that, but then like the balance of the battle ball as you're in the middle getting that forward lean, it'd be off a little bit.
See, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I'm all upper body.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm in the battle ball, like it's not a thing I got to deal with.
Just watching your little legs.
Uh-huh.
It's like Fred Flintstone with the bowling alley.
That's 100% what it is.
Yeah.
Like I've mentioned this before. I have a 26-inch inseam.
Ooh.
My legs are shorter than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
Short.
Brother, I have to get all of... When I'm not wearing athleisure or sweats, all of my pants are hemmed. All of them.
Are you shopping the Husky Kids section at Gap Kids?
Brother, it is brutal.
You shop at the Big and Short store?
Yes. I have all of that and I'm still 5'10". That's the insane thing. It doesn't make any sense.
Over there built like Boo Boo Bear.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've never been able to buy a pair of pants off the rack. I mean, I can, but like I look like Kendrick Lamar's like flare boot jeans.
Little Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Little cutie patootie.
He is such a teeny tiny little feller. All right.
But yeah.
Actually, I retract that statement. I don't want a diss track coming my way. He ends people.
I don't know.
Things I say about him are nice.
Drake came back. Well, he tried to.
No, he didn't.
He tried to.
Stop.
Yeah, he released the mixtape.
You've been bodybuilding.
Well, and look, I'm not a huge hip hop guy, but even I know that Drake has spent a long time earning this.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, it's
well, I'm excited. Sign me up for that game when you're in the battle ball.
Oh yeah.
That's one where I want to be like courtside for. I want to make sure like if I'm going to go to a game, I want it to be that one.
Yeah. I bet you if I was like, hey, look, I want to get Dusty down here for some social media.
Yeah.
I bet you they'd let you shoot it on the court.
Well, yeah, I'd put on the little penny that the media has to wear down there. Dude, I might. That may be worth like the expensing it for courtside seats, being like, you don't understand.
The content we're going to get out of this.
I mean, it's worth it. It's worth it here. All right. Well, we're here till 3. Happy Valentine's Day. Don't screw it up today.
Mm.
All right.
I already gave my wife the present before I left.
Oh, good. Good for you. Mm. That's good. Okay. I have a couple things here. Mm. I sent out a heads up tweet to everybody yesterday, just being like, hey, guys, before the snow really hits, you might want to go get that Valentine's Day figured out, right?
Indeed.
Because that would be a tough one to be snowed in and in the doghouse. Nobody wants to be a part of that. That would be the worst. You just snowed in. And so I gave that. And then David McKay, he sent a tweet to me. He's like, hey, conversely, make one. Even if it sucks, you'll have a story of the time you were snowed in, but your romance couldn't be stopped. Your partner will keep that one for sure. Huh? He's playing chess when all of us are playing checkers here.
Oh, I already got something I can give to her at home.
Oh, boy.
That's not something nice.
All right. There's a snow joke that I have, but I'm just going to keep that one holstered.
You're a better man than me.
We're not going to go there.
I was in the pool.
I went to old Freddy's there a couple of weeks ago.
Come, babe.
I'm here to tell you guys. The Valentine's card selection, it doesn't suck if you go like
a couple weeks ahead.
Yeah.
You go on Valentine's Day, there's like two to pick from.
Slim pickings, buddy.
Yeah.
It's slim pickings.
Yeah.
So I already had that thing. And I was able to hold this one over my dear wife. Is that yesterday she was like, oh no, I haven't gotten you a card. And I was like, I already have one.
Mm.
But she got me because I hadn't filled it out yet.
Oh,
she went yesterday and actually got one, filled it out. I was like, damn, got me there. Still can't win. Even when I'm winning, I'm losing. Marriage. All right, let's get this show on the road. We got a lot that we need to get to. Blazers hit the All-Star break. We didn't talk about yesterday's game because Wednesday's game because we didn't have a show yesterday. We will discuss that. We got a lot of movement around, you know, the National Football League and Aaron Rodgers. He officially gone from the New York Jets.
Gone.
I have a question for the folks out there today.
Go on.
This being Valentine's Day, who's the most loved Portland sports figure ever? The most loved Portland sports figure of all time.
Ooh.
Yeah, think about that. Okay. He didn't have to, like, it likely will be a Blazer that people think of.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be, though. You know, it doesn't, it could be somebody that was, you know, born here or, you know, didn't play for the Blazers, but is a Portland sports figure. Who is the most loved Portland sports figure? We know who the most prolific sports lover was, and that's Wilt Chamberlain, obviously. Or Antonio Cromartie.
Also.
Tyreek Hill's pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
So is Phil Rivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Edwards.
Yeah. But who is the most beloved sports figure here in Portland? We'll get to that today. But where we got to start, it's Parade Day. And, oh my goodness, Philly is not disappointing. One dang bit. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Philly is showing out. It's Valentine's Day. And the city of brotherly love is loving up on their Philadelphia Eagles. Super Bowl 59 champions.
Mm.
And so many relationships are going to end and start today with the Super Bowl festivities.
How many kids in 9 months are going to be born named Cooper?
Saquon, big Jalen bump. I could see it. I could see it happening. It's going to be egregious.
Mm.
A lot. The baby bump is real when your team wins a championship.
Oh, yeah. No, there's actually been like studies done on this.
It is a very real thing. Your tax dollars at work.
Mm. Hey, look, we talk about the study of language and hockey.
Yeah, that one seems ridiculous.
Yeah. Most of them are.
But could you imagine, they say that a million people showed up for this thing in Philadelphia.
That's believable, isn't it?
It's very believable. It's very believable. I would say that we're probably going to see... I mean, honestly, out of a million people that are there, would it shock you if 10,000 relationships ended because significant other gets way too drunk, screws up Valentine's Day, and it's over? I mean, on the low end, probably like 1,000. Probably like 1,000.
That's believable.
1,000 relationships are going to end because the Birds won the Super Bowl. And a guy's like, no, I got to go celebrate the Birds with the boys. And you go out there and you just get hammered. Also, though, we're probably going to see every one relationship that ends, there's going to be a new one that starts because this. You will find love at the Valentine's Day Super Bowl parade.
Or a new life is brought into the world. Here in 9 months, you know?
100% that's going to happen. But we all knew that the city of Philadelphia was going to show out, and they are. I saw there was a guy, they were doing the Eagles chant, you know, the E-A-G-L-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy, and there's video of him, and he's fist pumping, right? And he's doing the chant, and then all of a sudden starts puking. But as he's puking, the fist pump of the Eagles chant does not stop.
I mean, no, you can't be slowed down.
No.
You cannot be denied.
It is not going to stop. You have so many things that are so uniquely Philadelphia. Because we always ask, like,
there's always beers being thrown to and from in the parade, right?
Oh, 100%.
Have you seen Howie Roseman?
I have not.
The general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. This dude has a gash in the middle of his forehead. A fan
caught a beer,
threw a beer, bam, right in the middle of the forehead.
Went full Ace Ventura, reflexes of a cat, huh?
I mean, it is, go and look at the picture of Howie Roseman. He got lit up. It got him right
oh,
in the
God.
Middle of his forehead.
Oh, yeah. That thing hit him, like, it is clearly the top of the beer.
Yep.
Imprinted in his forehead.
Yep.
The little, like, the circle top of, like, the firm rim, as it were, of the can is imprinted in the middle of his forehead.
Right there.
Holy crap.
Get him. Okay, so we have that.
Worth it.
We have Reed Blankenship, one of the exciting whites, on his bus. He is on top of the bus, and all of a sudden, the crowd starts chanting, "Coop, Coop, Coop," and he has to be like, "Guys, I'm Reed.
I'm the other white guy.
Other guy." Meanwhile, Cooper DeJean, pick six, he got hurt too. He has a gash over his eyebrow because he got a Bud Light chain, and it has a can fixed on it. He got too excited, can came up, whapped him in the face. Two injuries. Roseman, beer can to the face. Cooper DeJean's own Bud Light chain whacks him right upside the face.
Look, I am not a Tom Brady lover as you are.
Yeah.
But I will say, Brady getting hauled off the boat that drunk is still one of the best.
Tequila got him.
Post-Super Bowl, like, celebrations I've ever seen.
Yeah. There's plenty of candidates for the Eagles that could be that guy this year. One of them is Quinyon Mitchell, the rookie out of Toledo.
Yeah, it's rookies.
And this is a great interview. It's on Fox 29 in Philadelphia. They're in the parade, and they're just grabbing players who are walking alongside, giving high fives to fans and stuff. They grabbed Quinyon Mitchell, but you will hear Quinyon Mitchell in what he says during his interview. A veteran move happens during this. One of the vets, James Bradbury, stopped Quinyon Mitchell from probably living in infamy.
Stay around. I love that they're just hopping off the buses.
Hey, a message. You what? To the people of Philadelphia, your love it. Message.
Go! He's going.
Right there, right? He yells, "Go Eagles!" And the reporter's like getting ready to ask the follow-up. James Bradbury is like, "This dude is way too drunk to be on TV." And he slides in. It was like, you know when there's a girl at a bar and she has a friend who is like, "I'm going to just shield everything off. There will be nobody who talks to my friend tonight." Yeah, that's exactly what James Bradbury did.
That's just the fridge that protects the snacks.
Slides in, back to the camera, back to the reporter, and gently just pushes Quinyon Mitchell away. Like, you know what? Not today. This is not... Your career is just starting. We're not going to end it on Fox 29 during the Super Bowl parade.
Look, let the young man live in infamy.
He knew it right when he heard "Go Eagles" just screamed at the top of his lungs by Quinyon Mitchell. This young man, not talking to the media right now. Another for drunkest candidate there. Did you see Nolan Smith's kidnapping case?
No.
This was also great. So you have fans and young children that are there, and you have the barricades that are up. Nolan Smith walks up, and there's like a kid probably 2 years old, maybe, year and a half, 2 years old, and he grabs a picture with the kid, puts the kid on his shoulders, right, for the picture, and the kid is loving it. The parents are loving it. Nolan Smith
turns and walks away.
Probably not even on this planet. He just keeps on walking. And I don't know who it was, but one of the other players comes up and like starts talking to him. He's like, hey man,
got to give the kid back.
You've walked probably 30 yards with this child on your shoulders. His parents are going to want him back. Removes the kid in a solid move, takes the kid off, gives him a bottle of champagne, and then goes and returns the kid.
There you go. Smart.
I just saw a video on here, too, where Saquon Barkley recognized the team ball boy behind the barricades and picked him up and was like, come on, kid.
I think Saquon is going to be a hero out of this.
Oh, he took a picture with like a three-year-old.
Yeah.
The kid had a sign. It's my third birthday.
Yeah.
Came over, took all the pictures and was...
Yeah.
The family was going nuts.
Did that with the ball boy. The ball boy was there. Like, he was giving high fives and dapping up everybody. And then he gives a hug to a guy and he's like, why aren't you with us? And the guy's like, I don't know. And so Saquon Barkley, now ball boys in the NFL are not children.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley picked up a grown ass man.
Like a kid.
And lifted him over the barricade with like the ease that you lift up a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, nope, you're in the parade now. That is awesome.
No, it's great.
Did you see what else Saquon Barkley did?
I did not.
Okay. Saquon Barkley, to celebrate the Super Bowl, he did not just get his offensive line expensive alcohol. Saquon Barkley is partnered with Bud Light. Mm. He gifted each of his offensive linemen a truckload of Bud Light.
Oh, God.
So it is like the beer trucks that go to grocery stores. Each one of his offensive linemen, and they had them lined up in the parking lot before the parade. Each offensive lineman has a truckload of Bud Light.
Holy crap.
Saquon is winning Super Bowl parade day.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Forget a watch.
He, yeah, no, right?
Oh, lineman probably like, don't get me wrong, the watch, the rollies are nice, but that's who was it that gifted their offensive lineman after the Super Bowl? The golf carts.
Well, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley both got that for their offensive lineman this year.
Yeah, okay.
But that's a pretty common one, the souped-up golf carts.
Yeah, custom.
That's pretty sweet.
Those are nice.
Saquon also, this is according to John Clark of NBC Philly, he also told the Tonight Show, like Jimmy Fallon wanted him on, he said, I'm not going to go unless my O-line and Jalen Hurts are with me. So that's pretty badass. I'm picking up what Saquon's putting down. And that, watching this celebration and watching like the man of the people, Saquon Barkley too, boy, that makes it even more rough if you're a Giants fan. That makes it even, like he is now becoming one of the main people of Philadelphia sports lore now.
Quickly becoming a folk hero.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, there's ways to do it.
You're dang right.
There's ways to do it.
You're dang right.
And it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's not that hard to do.
Yeah. Not at all.
It's like doing the simple thing. Like, when the crowd eggs you on to pound the beer, pound the beer.
There's also, this seems like a bit out of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You know, they dress up like an eagle at times. There is a video going around the internet right now of a man with like, it looks like an actual like eagle mascot head.
Mm.
He's wearing like a jersey. He is laying down on the sidewalk. Like he has been after it for far too long. And he looks like he's passed out. And then all of a sudden he's like pouring Bud Light into the mascot mouth.
Comes to life.
Like, I just hope that man is not drowning himself, because the mascot mouth is not attached to your mouth. You're just basically pouring beer all over your face at this point. And that's the only way that man is drinking, and he is that hammered.
Well, yeah, and hopefully he didn't have like a gator over his face or something where he's waterboarding himself in there.
Got the shiesty under the mask.
Birds win the Super Bowl, worth it. Worth it. It may be against the Geneva Convention, but you know what? It's part of the celebration in Philly. The people of Philly are celebrating, and it's awesome. I love these Super Bowl parades. And that's where, like, dynasties, like the Chiefs, they don't go that hard anymore. Like, the Patriots, they weren't going as hard as they were. When you get a city that hasn't won a Super Bowl regularly, and look,
the Eagles have won within the last decade. They have a Super Bowl. But eight years ago they won?
Yes.
If you think about that, like a city that just that's starved for it, they go all out. Like when the Cubs won the World Series, how great was that parade? Where it was like millions of people showed up in Chicago for the Cubs to win the parade. I love it when championship parades get like that.
Oh no, go completely sideways.
Oh, God bless.
If we talked about if they ever won a title here again, I mean, it'd just be a giant cloud of smoke.
It would be. We're not getting a million. City's not that big.
No, but I mean, as far as like
we get a few hundred thousand.
As far as like relative size, when you're talking about city size to parade turnout,
it'd be good.
I think it would be very, very high here.
We'll keep you updated if anything else comes out of the Super Bowl parade, including a famous face that is making his rounds still around Super Bowl 59. All right, 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. We already got some feedback coming in. I think we should hit this next. Who is the most beloved sports figure in Portland? Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Have some afternoon delight. We asked this question. It's Valentine's Day. The love is flowing. Who's the most beloved sports figure in Portland? If I ask you that question right away, who's the first name that comes to your mind?
You'd think it's Dane, but it's Brandon.
Oh, really?
It's Brandon.
I think it's...
I don't think anybody has a higher approval rate, even with a shorter time period, than Brandon.
I think it is rest in peace, Bill Walton. I think Bill Walton...
Also acceptable.
I think Bill Walton... And his time in Portland was short.
Also short. And it ended messy.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is like there was a separation of
yep.
player from not only team, but community. Like
even Brandon's got messy too with the Timberwolves stuff.
Yeah, but it didn't separate him from the community wholly in the sense of like.
That got messy, dirty, dude.
Well, I mean, it did. It got messy between Brandon and Paul.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever got messy between the fans because. There was a time where Bill Walton was out on the Blazers as an organization.
Well, yeah, and he called out the medical staff, and he called out, yeah.
And he wouldn't even consider like acknowledging or recognizing anything other than Maurice Lucas.
And I think with both of those guys, though, with Brandon and Bill, it was that fans also understood, though, that their knees gave way, and the Blazers were like, or feet, feet and knees for Bill. But there was this understanding of, yeah, we understand where your frustrations are. And if you want to keep playing, you got to keep playing. You can go and do it somewhere else. Right. Dame demanding a trade out. I mean, that's why, like, you would think that Clyde would be in that conversation. Clyde's never going to come into anybody's mind.
No.
I mean, his son wants a statue built of Clyde Drexler here. I think a lot of fans are like, he's got Drexler Drive.
He's got a street.
And that's pretty good for him. Here.
Considering how it ended.
Yeah, considering how it ended. Yeah. Brandon is so interesting because he was very reluctant to come back for several years as well. Very similar to Bill Walton.
Different reason, but yeah.
But it doesn't matter. He still didn't want to come back here. And it was a long time before he actually came back into the building.
Yeah.
And
until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Officially.
Think of that.
He came once 3 years ago, unofficially. Like, the team knew he was there.
He snuck in, but yeah, it wasn't like a public situation going on. But Dame could have a statue here eventually. And
he will.
If he ever, well, we don't have any, so I don't think we can sit there and say he'll have a statue. There's none.
I'd be willing to place a very sizable wager that he will have one.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, that one being the first one would be interesting.
I think they would do a couple.
Yeah.
I think it would probably be Dame, Walton, Sean's.
Walton and Sean's is another interesting one.
Do we have any room in here for a Kersey or a Duck?
Oh, no, no. That was after.
Jerome was always my favorite player,
I was just going to say, Jerome and Duck, for both very different reasons. Jerome, not that he wasn't a great person, because he was, but Duck was gregarious in public. I mean, just anybody that ever interacted with Duck.
Yep.
I've never, ever run into anyone with a bad Kevin Duckworth story. Ever.
I think this is a good one, too, and it kind of goes outside, but in...
Should we pull this?
Yeah, sure. But I think for if you want to talk about impact on the area and you want to talk about the impact of the sport that they were involved with, this text on the Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Beloved but criminally underrated Clive Charles. Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
In the soccer community, not just at the University of Portland, but going way back
Timbers
into the Timbers day, like Clive Charles and the impact that he has with it, whether it's FC Portland and how that continues now to the impact of what he did at the University of Portland for soccer and then the game of soccer in Portland, Soccer City, mm-hmm. right?
I went to school with his daughter.
He was a huge part of that community, the soccer community. And he is criminally underrated in that regard. I'm not a soccer guy, but I know Clive Charles, and he's got a mural up by Providence Park. I think on God, I don't know what the name of that building is anymore.
I don't know,
but yeah, Clive Charles is that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one. But I think if you're going the most beloved, it's going to be a Blazer, somebody associated with the Blazers, most likely. Whether it is Dame. Bill Walton is mine. Brandon Roy, for a lot of people, is.
Brandon's the only, mildly emotional, Brandon's the only player that has ever made me cry.
Okay.
So what he did in that game four against Dallas was so just nuts, knowing what he was dealing with. And that to me will always have that emotion. Like, don't get me wrong, Dame's accolades are insane and I love him.
Yeah, that's the thing with Brandon, is that the success as a team
wasn't there. His connection to the community in such a short period.
Well, it was tearing the Blazers out of the abyss of the mm-hmm. Jailblazer era, and he was the poster boy for that. And like the guy who, if you want to say, is we talk about criminally underrated, Clive Charles is up there. LaMarcus Aldridge needs to be up there because he's not beloved here.
No.
But he is criminally underrated because everybody just points to Brandon Roy and forgets
that the other guy that was here LaMarcus was nine Aldridge. For years.
And over those years was dominant too.
I mean, LaMarcus for me is on the Mount Rushmore of Trailblazers.
Yeah.
Like that's
really?
Yeah, 100%.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, you're talking four best players.
Dame, Bill, Clyde, LaMarcus.
Dame, Bill, Clyde, and LaMarcus? Mm-hmm. Boy. It's pretty damn good.
I mean, who was better than LaMarcus? Other than those three guys. Legitimately, like, take everything else aside. Who was better than him?
I think if you go out and you say, all right, team success in their era, mm-hmm. what they did for their team.
Sure, you can talk about Terry or...
You got Terry Porter, Maurice Lucas mm-hmm. Would be on there mm-hmm. as well. I think that Dr. Jack would probably be on there as well as a coach
sure.
because of how damn successful he was as the head coach of the Trailblazers. But, yeah.
LaMarcus is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
LaMarcus is going to be in the Hall of Fame. How many Blazers are in the Hall of Fame? With the majority of their career as Trailblazers.
Yeah. From just the play standpoint, mm-hmm. I see exactly where you're coming from. But everything else is what came with it, and that's why he's one of the most criminally underrated.
I know where I'm one of the foremost LaMarcus Aldridge appreciators.
Yeah.
Like, I am fully aware of that. Like, when you talk about criminally underrated, he is one of the most, he is the most criminally underrated Trailblazer.
Yeah.
Full stop. He was incredible.
Yeah. Man. That's a good point. All right. Where does Tonya Harding rank on the beloved Portland sports figures? At one point, she would have been up there.
She would have been mile high.
And then the Nancy Kerrigan thing happened.
Unless you really don't like Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah. So maybe does Brooke... Does Brooke like Tonya Harding then? Because if you don't know this one, Nancy Kerrigan would not take a picture with her.
Sign an autograph.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Nancy. All right. 503-864-6326. I would vandalize the Dame statue if they put it up. That texture coming in. I would spell the word Miami and dog poop on it. That's a little aggressive. What if Dame comes back and finishes his career in Portland?
If he has it his way, he will.
Yeah. If he comes back and he finishes his career in Portland, will that win back other people?
The people that left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Some of them. He'll peel off some of them. We all know pettiness and grudges, it runs deep.
They do.
It runs deep.
As an aside, LaMarcus is a 5-time All-NBA player.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Everybody gets in that Hall of Fame, too. Well, that Basketball Hall of Fame is full.
Oh, I mean, if you hit 5-time All-NBA,
yeah, you in.
It's basically you're in.
Three of them in Portland?
Let's see. Three in Portland.
Three
in Portland, including 1, 2, 3, 4. Four all-star appearances in Portland.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of beloved figures, one just popped up again, and I don't think that any of the people that we have mentioned here hold a candle to this man who, how many athletes do you think could run for mayor and win a landslide? This one, I think, is a no-brainer. Mm. Danny Dusty on the Fan. All right, this is going to be a quick turn and burn because, wow, that got away from us. Is there an athlete out there right now that could run for mayor and win in a landslide? Current or former? Like, just no...
Sky-high approval ratings.
No political aspirations before. Just roll out there and be like, yep, he's going to win.
Stephen A. Smith.
He said he's going
to... He wants to be president.
He could raise some hell, is what he said. Mm. Oh, boy.
He doesn't want to be VP. He wants to run the whole thing.
Jason Kelce.
Mm.
Jason Kelce showed back up at the Eagles parade today. I feel if that man ran for mayor, he would win in Philadelphia. That's a major city. I think if he just put his name on a ballot, he would win. Because people would be like, he cares. No, he cares about Philly. I don't know what he knows, but my ideas align with him. I think Jason Kelce would win in a landslide in Philadelphia.
According to the AI search engines,
mm-hmm.
Jason Kelce has received a near 100% approval rating.
Yeah. See? Like, he could do it. I think he could do it. Because that's a major city, too.
Yes. What's the 6th or 7th biggest market in the country?
I mean, he could run for mayor and just like, yep, I don't think it's even going to be close. Now, I do not think there is an athlete out there, even Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, I don't think he would win like Travis or like Jason Kelce.
Currently the number 6 biggest city in the country.
Philly?
Proper city.
Yeah.
4.3 million.
Nobody in New York. Nobody in LA.
Well, Luka could have in Dallas.
Yeah. But, man, I think it's...
Trying to think of like Giannis in Milwaukee.
Brady in Boston.
Yeah, Brady in Boston.
Brady in Boston. Brady, but they also have mayors for like 30 years.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what other like storied figure. Not even storied figures, just... God, I'm trying to think of like universally beloved figures.
Ken Griffey Jr. in Seattle.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Ichiro, but not for obviously federal because...
No, like I think Griffey in Seattle, I think he could peel off a bunch of votes up there.
Anybody from your beloved cheating Astros?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Like Altuve's not going to do it. Bregman now, he's making $40 million a year with the Red Sox. Maybe Nolan Ryan?
Gretzky in Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gretzky in Edmonton's a good one.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of. Because even now he's still God there.
Yeah,
like figurative God.
Ooh, Dan Campbell in Detroit.
Ooh,
maybe
that's a good one.
Yeah. Hey, send us 503-864-6326. Blazers hit the All Star break with 3 straight losses, and it may be what a former Blazer is saying that's raising eyebrows. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.